Hey everyone, it's Bus Chick again. This will be my Steve Jobs and his influence on my life part two. Well, when I got that Nano and I ended up having to get rid of it because of the battery issues, the Apple staff were incredible. And I got to admit, my first time walking into the Apple store, I was overwhelmed by just the personableness of the staff and the quality of the, getting to try things out, getting to run your fingers over an iPhone 3G, well, 3GS at that time, and getting to play with it and getting to figure out, hey, it's accessible. I can actually use a phone. I can actually use a smartphone for what it's intended for, not just dialing numbers and calling out and receiving calls. No, this iPhone 3GS, wow, my first time fiddling with one, my mind was blown. And within 3 months, I got one of my own. And I'll never forget that. That poor 3GS went through hell with me. That 3GS, I that poor thing, it ended up getting stolen about 4 months after I got it. And I missed it horribly, but I got it replaced. And the Apple Store were amazing. They found out from TTC, I was on the platform at Kipling, and this guy decided he wanted it more than I did, so that sucked, but that was 2010. Oh, I got it in July or August, and it was in October that it got stolen, so it would have been July I'd gotten it. I'd been trying a few phones from Rogers at the time, back when I was with Rogers, trying to figure out one that I could use accessibly, because my sight in my right eye was getting worse, so I couldn't use the old BlackBerry anymore, and the talks on my Nokia 6620 essentially was dead. My 6620, you couldn't, you know, I'd had a 6682 and I hated it. It was horrible, so I went back to the 6620 and you couldn't buy memory for it anymore. And the battery was starting to go on me, and you couldn't replace the battery at that time, well, anymore, because, I mean, that phone was from, like, 2004, 2005, and I loved that phone, but it was starting to die, so I tried out a bunch from Rogers and ended up with 3GS. That for me was the beginning and the end of, you know, not having an accessible device. After it got stolen, I got a replacement. But my friend Andrew needed a phone desperately, and he has less vision than I do. So I donated my replaced one to Andrew. And I started using a BlackBerry. And I'll never forget it. The first day I started trying to use that BlackBerry, it was like, oh my god, I wish I had my iPhone. But I'm not an Indian giver, so I never asked for it back. And my first BlackBerry got stolen. It was a 9300 silver. I fought for a purple one, but couldn't get it. The keyboard, I remember, I loved the keyboard. It was a large print keyboard. Like, I could see the print a little bit on the keyboard. And trying to get that one accessible, I found out the program for a BlackBerry is close to $500 to make it accessible. It's called Orator. And it actually didn't do squat for my BlackBerry. I had a friend loan me his copy, and so I just gave up. And long story short, I had to leave Rogers because my mom wasn't paying the phone bill properly with the Telus one I'd given her when I left Telus. Well, I didn't leave them, but I gave the phone to her when I left Hamilton and the contract and whatnot. And so then that was all sorted out. And then in July of this year, I got fed up with my mother, and I went back to an iPhone. I fought for an iPhone 4. And I'll never forget it. When I got my hands on this phone, oh my goodness. Ha ha. Heaven. Nirvana. Thank you, Steve Jobs, for giving me a phone that changed my world. Finally, able to do whatever all these sighted people can do. Well, that's that, boo. I guess there's going to be a part 3.